got hit in the back with a pair of skates, or a skating rink, about a year before he died. And there wasn't no more camp.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
According to what you're driving. If you're driving a buggy, you use buggy lines, leather. Or a wagon, it's wagon lines. They made out of leather. Some folks use old ropes. But ply, you use what's called ply line, made out of cotton twisted rope.
What about when you're riding on the horse? You hold the
bridle rein.
And your feet are in the
stirrups, it's supposed to be.
Before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or wagon, what do you have to do to him?
Yeah, brush him and curry him, put the collar on him, put him in under the chaise, and then put the harness on. I put the harness on and then put him on. Sometimes you have to put him on before you put the harness on. Sometimes they won't stand still.
To clean him off, you use a
brush.
And if you're if you've got a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between them is the
tongue.
What do you have the traces fastened on to?
Single tree is on a double tree. It's made in three pieces, one single tree for each horse, and one went from the one to the other across there.
Do you ever, when you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a special name for the one that walks in the furrow? What about for logging? Did you ever work with the logging?
Yeah, I've logged right smart. During time, I wasn't eating crops. Winter, summer, I'd get out and work to do. I'd log a little, cut logs.
How would they have the horses? How many horses would they, or would they use horses?
I generally drove four. Two to the wheel and two to the lead.
What did you call the ones that were closest to the wagon?
Wheelers.
What about the other ones?
Leaders.
Any special name for the one on the left or on the right?
Not that I know of.
Did they ever have more than four hitched up?
Oh yeah, I've seen 12 hitched one way. Oil well pot on it. With oil well pot border on the wagon.
What's that?
It used to drill these oil wells. Use wood for making steam pressure. They'd had a fire pot on the end of it, fire box. And they'd use wood in that to make steam. Run these way oil rigs with. There've been several of them drilled around here that week. I fired one for No Man Through the Summertime once for a sawmill.
How did they have the 12 horses hitched up?
Two and two. They had three drivers.
What did they call the ones in the middle?
I don't know.
They were just the wheelers and the leaders?
Just the 12 up teams, all I ever know.
Nowadays, if a lamp isn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
coal oil kerosene lamp.
What would they have nowadays for an electric one?
Bulbs.
And did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
We used to have a little old brass lamp. Take a piece of old hat. Strip out a piece of cloth, put it in for a wick, just screw the top down on it. Light no chimney, and no lamp glowing, nothing on it. Just tote it around your fingers to it like that.
Did you ever see taking just something like a Coke bottle and filling that up with kerosene?
I know my brother done that one time and it blowed up. Busted it. It wasn't a Coke bottle, it was a pepper sauce bottle. He's going to make him a lamp. He made one all right.
What happened? The rag fell down in it?
No, it just went on down in there. It didn't have it tight enough for it to pull it, suck its oil through the heat, pulled the oil out of it.
Did he hurt himself